As expected, the summit decided to suspend Guinea from any ECOWAS activities and to ask the EU to do the same. Two, apparently they've made their mind about the presidency of Alpha Condé because they're asking the junta to at least start having an idea of how long the transition will take and to explain that to them. And third, they asked for the release of Alpha Condé and also asked the junta to treat Alpha Condé very, very well. Finally, the ECOWAS summit decided to send on Thursday a delegation to start talk with the junta about the implementation of this decision.
I had an interview with the main opposition leader, Selou Daline Diallo. He hopes that ECOWAS will help the military or the Guinean people put together a good transition that will eventually lead to free and fair election. Would that be the purpose of the trip to Guinea that ECOWAS is planning?
Yes, part of it. Part of it. I think the big chunk of it will be to discuss the transition, but also to see the way that they are treating the former president. But I personally believe that, yes, ECOWAS can support, ECOWAS can help, ECOWAS can monitor the implementation. But the decision, the content of the transition depends on what the Guineans want themselves. They need to sit together and define the different thing that needs to be done during the transition. And I think when Daline Diallo said the support of the ECOWAS, I believe based on the experience that we had in many, many transitions, particularly the ones in Mali, ECOWAS needs to deploy very experienced people, but also to put in place systems that allow a close monitoring of the situation.
Talking about Mali, the former Nigerian president, the envoy of ECOWAS, Goodluck Jonathan, was in Mali this week. And it seemed to me that he wasn't very happy with the progress towards democratic rule in Mali.
Yes, and with a lot of reasons. Even the summit was dedicated not only to Guinea-Conakry, but the summit also discussed the issue of Mali. The summit completely endorsed what the mediator was asking the government to really clarify all the issues related to the transition, the different steps that needs to be taken by the government to make sure that they meet the deadline, which is in the next 6 months. And I think those clarifications now are asked to the military government.
Back to the ECOWAS decision on Guinea. One can say that these decisions, the steps that ECOWAS have taken, were predictable, which raises the bigger question, why didn't ECOWAS act to prevent a military takeover in Guinea?
Very good question. I think how I read the decision, I think ECOWAS took lessons from its own failure. Because if you recall, in Mali, the first thing that they decided was to make sure that Ibeka comes back to power. And it's when they knew that it was no longer possible, then they accepted the military takeover. But this time, knowing that at the heart of this political crisis in Guinea-Conakry was the third term, and knowing that they failed to really persuade Alpha Condé not to go in his plan to have a third term. So they know that that was a failure from ECOWAS. So that's why I think it was very easy for them to say, okay, Condé's chapter is over. Let's try to do something else. And that's why I hope that this time ECOWAS next summit will dedicate some time to look at the third term issues.
Ibrahim Akar, thanks so much always for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. I also really appreciate them.